what you got out on is all fours. I don't know what that.
Okay. Maybe it means down anyway, close to the ground. Huh? What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
I don't know. That's all I would know is say he's really close and he's really stingy.
Okay. Suppose a person is wearing really funny looking clothes. You might say, well, he really looks...
Look tough. Okay. I would say look terrible.
Okay. Is there a different word if it were a woman from a man? If somebody comes in, maybe she has on 1,000 different colors and so forth, you say, oh, well, I think
she's real tacky.
Okay. Well, you don't use that with men, though. With men, you'd say something else.
No, more or less women, you'd say tacky dressed.
Okay. What do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You might say, oh, look at her. She's really what?
Dressed.
Okay, and what about if it were a man?
Well, sometimes he's really dressed too.
The same? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't food, but just a few streets around in Albany since it's grown, so I won't know how to get out of there.
I just had no idea it was that big.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see if I'm getting okay, the first one over here has to do with what word would you use to refer to an older person who's very lively and gets around unusually well? You know, maybe he's 90 and still just walks and does everything. You might say he's certainly what for his age?
Well, a lot of people would say he's spry for his age.
And you say that somebody who never wants to do any work or doesn't have any ambition is what?
Lazy.
And what do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Woodpecker.
And an insect that jumps around in the grass, not a cricket.
Hoppergrass.
And what do you call it when somebody or something just goes out of control? You might say that the car skidded on the ice and went what across the highway?
I was about to say zigzagging across.
Okay, that's fine. That's just different ways of saying it. What about an explosion? If something blew up, and you might say the pieces of metal went
different directions.
Okay. What do you call an old dilapidated house that evil spirits might live in? Little children are afraid to go into a...
Probably would say a haunted house.
And yes, ma'am?
I was about to say I've heard that word, that old houses like that. They call them haunted houses.
Okay, and what are the spirits called that live in that house?
Hants.
Okay, and what do you call something that people say brings bad luck? You know, like people say if a black cat goes across
to the left side of the road,
that's
bad luck.
Do you have a word that means anything like that? Or, you know, walking
some
ladder. Go ahead.
Beg pardon.
Something like walking under a ladder, any of those things that are supposed to be bad luck. Is there a word to use for all that type of thing?
I really wouldn't know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Like you say, a black cat is a, there are three words here. See if you've heard either of these three used in that way. A black cat is a jinx or a hoodoo or a voodoo.
Well, I've heard all three of the words.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you wouldn't be more likely to use one than the other. You wouldn't use them. Okay.
Not hardly.
Okay.